And that night, John Bonham said to me, he said, you know, Jeff wants to play with you and Tim. Here's Jeff's number. So that's what started it. You know, I mean, Jeff didn't even come up to us and say it was John Bonham, you know, because Jeff was always so shy. You know?
So he had this really long hair and it was covered in sort of grease and oil from one of his cars who had been underneath it, you know, tampering with it. But what a great player. And he played a variety of styles.
I sadly haven't interviewed Jeff. I never got the chance to, but I have interviewed a couple of his former bandmates. Jim McCarty from the Yardbirds. I mean, Jim was in the same band as Jimmy Page and Eric Clapton, as well as Jeff Beck. So you're going to hear a little bit more about what Jim has to say about his time working with Jeff. And also Carmine Appice, a wonderful drummer who worked with Jeff in Beck, Bogart and Appice. So you'll hear all about that as well from Carmine. It's very, very sad to lose such a legend, someone who's been around for what seems like forever. I mean, the Yardbirds was obviously the mid-60s, and he was a session musician before then. And even in the last few months, he was touring and recording new music, and we'd seen him on stage with Johnny Depp and things like that. So it is such a sad loss to the musical world. He is one of the greatest guitarists of all time. But anyway, here you go. Here's some clips of some of his former bandmates and friends talking about Jeff.
So he moved on, and we got Jeff. But we asked Jimmy Page, first of all, if he would join, because he used to come and see us sometimes.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
And he always used to like the band, and he said, well, I'm doing a lot of sessions and I'm quite happy doing that, but why don't you try my understudy who does some sessions for me, Jeff Beck? So we tried him, and he was immediately a success. He was different to Eric. He was very sort of rough and ready compared to Eric, very, tailored and everything. and he sort of had this really long hair, and it was covered in sort of grease and oil from one of his cars who had been underneath it, tampering with it. But what a great player. And he played a variety of styles, and it really suited us, and it suited us for going forward and making those blues covers quite different, and then doing our own songs. So he was great. And then finally it all got too much for him. Well, before that, Paul Samuel Smith left because it was quite difficult travelling around. He got quite stressed out, and he left because he wanted to become a producer. And by that time, Jimmy Page was very happy to join the group, so he came in and replaced Paul on bass. And for a while, he played bass, and then we thought, "This is silly. We'll swap over with Chris." And so Chris went on to bass, very brave, and the two of them played lead for a while, which was very up and down, but sometimes brilliant and sometimes a bit of a mess, but it was something to remember anyway. And then in the end, the stress got too much for Jeff, you know, because he was always very, very nervous, very wound up sort of guy. And so he left the group, and we were a four piece until the very end.
Someone else I want to hear about as well, Jeff Beck. I mean, you worked with Tim and Beck and yourself, BBA, short-lived project initially, but talk to me about Jeff. I mean, what was he like to write with and perform with?
Jeff was a very, I don't know, he wasn't very outgoing to a lot of people, you know, but a little introverted, but a really nice guy. I loved Jeff. We were both into cars. We were all into cars, mm-hmm. me, him, and Tim. And motorcycles, and Tim was motorcycle, me and Jeff were cars. And, you know, he was a great player. He loved me and Tim. And when the album came out, he had it mixed with Don Nix. And I said, man, why is the guitar so low? I want to hear the guitar. I want to hear you and Tim, you know. But, you know, we have a friendship that goes, you know, way back to 1968 when we met him. He was a... He had the same attorney as Vanilla Fudge, and we did a Coke commercial that our a guitar player got sick. So Jeff was in town, and Jeff played on the Coke commercial with us, you know, and that was great because he was just coming up. It was Jeff Beck group. The Truth album was just coming out.
Yeah.
And, you know, he wasn't that famous yet. And other than the Yardbirds, you know, and it was great when he played Wawa, and I think it was awesome. So the rest of the Fudge guys were going, wow, this is awesome. And then we found out in 69 from John Bonham that Jeff wanted to play with me and Tim, you know, because we did a gig in Long Island. It was a Jeff Beck group. It was a weird bill. Edwin Hawkins singers, you know, Oh Happy Day.
No.
I don't know if you even know that song.
I don't think so.
It was a big hit, like I don't know, Christian kind of song, you know.
Okay.
And then 10 years after, Jeff Beck group and Vanilla Fudge. You know? And then when Jeff Beck group was on, Zeppelin went up and jammed with him right before we went on. And, you know, come on, how do you follow that? You know? And then that's when we were on tour with them, and they were bigger. Right? The album was gold, you know. And that night, Jeff Beck, John Bonham said to me, he said, you know, Jeff wants to play with you and Tim. Here's Jeff's number. So that's what started it. You know, I mean, Jeff didn't even come up to us and say it was John Bonham, you know, because Jeff was always so shy, you know. He's gotten better now, you know, but he's good. And, you know, we went through a lot. I originally played on Blow by Blow. It didn't work out. I remember I used to listen to Mahavishnu Orchestra and Billy Cobham albums in the car with me and Jeff driving. And Tim was in the other car with the tour manager. And, you know, and we both loved that stuff. And, you know, and then when Blow by Blow was rehearsing for that, we didn't know if it was going to be a Beck a Peace album because Tim basically quit. And, you know, it wasn't a good leaving, let's put it that way, the BBA thing.
Yeah.
Departure, I should say. But I loved Jeff, and I hung out with him in England for 3 months. I played with also, after I rehearsed with Jeff, I would play with Ray Gomez and Rick Gretsch. And Traffic.
Yes.
And eventually I brought Rick over to US and we put the KGB band together with Mike Bloomfield, you know. But so I was rehearsing with Jeff and we were doing Blow by Blow, and in the studio with George Martin, I cut like 6 tracks and we couldn't work a deal out with Epic and Jeff's manager and all that. So I ended up not being on the record, and I was like bummed out. Because I really loved that stuff, you know. And then the record, I went back to L.A. and I actually got a record deal myself, doing the same stuff. I got Max Middleton on keyboard and Verdeen White from Earth, Wind & Fire, and Jimmy Haslip on bass, and Dick Wagner on guitar, and was instrumental, half instrumental, and half vocal, just like Blow by Blow. But CBS wouldn't release it. So they said I'm not known for that. And then Blow by Blow comes out. And skyrockets to the charts. I was like, you know, I said, I was on that record, you know.
Carmine Appice, and before that, the wonderful Jim McCarty from the Yardbirds. Both of those taken from the full interviews that I did with both those guys on Vintage Rock Pod. Scroll back through to find the full interviews on there. Definitely worth it. Anyway, if you want to see the video versions of this, you can check it out on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, search for Vintage Rock Pod, and you'll see the Jeff Beck tribute on there. I'll be back tomorrow with more This Day Rocks for you. But until then, please do take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.